Okay, let's get cracking. We are up to Perek Tes, the ninth Perek of Maseches Brachos, the final Perek of Maseches Brachos, Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph and Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. By way of introduction to this final Perek of Maseches Brachos, we should just point out that until now, we've discussed primarily two different types of Brachos. On the one hand, we've discussed a Birchos HaMitzvah, Brachos that we say on performing a mitzvah, the bracha on shofar, the bracha on lulav, the bracha on sitting in the sukkah, and so on. Those are considered to be birchos hamitzvos. We discuss in the beginning of the Masechta the bircho kriyat shema, the brachos that surround kriyat shema. Those are birchos hamitzvos, a bracha that we say surrounding a mitzvah. We also discussed what is referred to as the second type of bracha, and that is a birchos hane'enin, brachos that are recited when we benefit, when we get hana'a from something in this world, primarily when we eat, when we drink. Those are birchos hane'enin, and we discussed that in the sixth parak, the bracha of bisam, when we smell good things. That's a bracha that we thank Hashem for the benefit that we're able to get in this world. So we've discussed birchos hamitzvos, we've discussed birchos hane'enin. Now we're discussing the third and final type of bracha, and those are birchos Hashem. Shevach, brachos that we say when we're looking to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem, and to recognize the greatness of Hashem. So on that note, let's begin. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Haroa makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. If a person sees a place where miracles were performed for the Jewish people, not just for one person, but for all of the Jewish people, for a majority of the Jewish people. We passed by where Kriyas Yamsuf took place. We passed by where the Yarden split for the Jews, where the Jordan River split for the Jews as they were entering Eretz Yisrael. If you split by the place where the Milchemes Amalek, the war against Amalek happened, if you pass by a place that an amazing miracle happened for the Jewish people as a whole, Omer, you should say, Baruch she'asa nisim la'avoseinu b'makom hazeh. You should thank you, Hashem, and make this bracha, recognizing the amazing miracles that Hashem performed for our forefathers, for la'avoseinu, for our forefathers, b'makom hazeh, and that particular place. Now, you should note that this bracha is specifically for something that happened for the Jewish people. But what happens if a miracle happened for me personally? Something happened that saved my life. So what happened to me? There was a car accident that I was in a bunch of years ago that was absolutely miraculous. It happened right in front of Yeshiva University. Crazy car accident. I was stopped at a red light. A car, there was a guy who was intoxicated. He was in a stolen car. He went right through a red light and he completely obliterated my car. The cop on the scene told me that he's never seen so much damage to a car, to my car, without there being serious injury or death. I walked out unscathed, totally fine. It was a complete and total miracle. So that's a place that a miracle happened to me. Baruch Hashem, Hashem saved me. Baruch Hashem, Hashem allowed me to make it out alive. That was a tremendous miracle. So the Gemara says that when there's a personal miracle for a person, you should say the same bracha, but instead of saying Baruch She'asenisim la'avoseinu, you should say Asu lines b'makom hazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for performing the miracle for me. Now, what's unique, though, and we should just point out, the Mishnah Berurah points this out, I believe, that we're specifically talking about a situation where you haven't seen that place in 30 days. So if you saw the Yam Suf yesterday, you don't say the bracha 2 days in a row. You only would say the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu B'makom Hazeh, or the bracha of Sha'asa Li Neis B'makom Hazeh, for me or for Klal Yisrael. You'd only make that bracha if you hadn't been there in 30 days. So, for example, this took place right in YU. So I passed by the spot on Amsterdam Avenue in front of MTA every single day. So I didn't say the bracha every single day, but if let's say I came back after the summer or it was a vacation and I haven't been there in a month, then I would make that bracha of Sha'asu li nis b'makom hazeh. Nowadays as well, if I go to YU, I'm not in YU anymore every single day, so if I go to YU and it's been a month since I was there, I will make that bracha in front of MTA because Baruch Hashem, Hashem saved me. Continues the Mishnah, makom shenakra mimenu Avodah Zarah. If it is a place where Hashem uprooted, got rid of Avodah Zarah, then what should you say? Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu. Blessed is you, Hashem, who uprooted Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu from our land. So it's noted that we're specifically, this bracha is referring to when Avodah Zarah, when idolatry was uprooted from Eretz Yisrael. There's another bracha the Gemara references if it was not in Eretz Yisrael, but regardless, we're thanking Hashem for getting rid of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's continue with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is going to discuss a variety of like crazy world type of situations, things that happen in the world, experiences that we have, places that we go, where we are going to thank Hashem and praise Hashem for what He has done and for what He has created. Begins the Mishnah. Al Hazikin. If a person sees some sort of a meteor or a comet, something crazy in the sky. V'al HaZivaos. If a person experiences an earthquake, certainly make sure to be safe, but then make a bracha. What bracha? We're about to find out. V'al HaBrakim. And if a person sees lightning, v'al ha-re'amim, if a person hears thunder, v'al ha-ruchos, if a person experiences crazy, unbelievably strong winds. In all of these situations, Omer Baruch Shekochob Ugvuraso, Mole Olam, a person should say, wow, Hashem's, blessed is Hashem's koach, Hashem's strength, that fills the entire world. And these are things that could be anywhere. A meteor, you could be anywhere in the world, an experience, an earthquake could happen anywhere, lightning, thunder, and so on. Winds could happen anywhere, and something that fills the world with Hashem's strength, Hashem's greatness. We thank Hashem for that. Continues the Mishnah, Al Haharim, if you see huge, big mountains, V'al HaGvos, or huge, massive hills, V'al HaYamim, or massive, big seas, V'al HaNaharos, or rivers, V'al HaMidbaros, or big deserts, in any of these situations, these aren't things that happen to the world, but these are amazing things that Hashem created in the world. Omer, Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Olam, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. You say, wow, Hashem is amazing, He created the world. And the reason for this is because these are all things that have existed since the world was created. So we're strengthening our faith in Hashem. We're saying these unbelievable creations that Hashem, we go to the Grand Canyon, we see unbelievable mountains and things that Hashem created. We're saying, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. We're thanking Hashem for the amazing things that He brought into this world. We should just point out that even though the Mishnah says that for lightning, we say Baruch Shekocho Gvurso Malei Olam, the truth is that's actually part of Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis as well. That when you hear hear thunder, you say Shekocho Gvurso Malei Olam, but when you see lightning, you say Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, just like you would for mountains, for hills, for oceans, and so on. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Haroa es hayam hagadol Omer, if you see the yam hagadol, not just a random sea, but you see the Mediterranean Sea, you see a big sea, then you would say a special bracha, Haroa es hayam hagadol Omer, Baruch she'osu es hayam hagadol, we say blessed as Hashem, who made this amazing, amazing sea, the Mediterranean Sea. Bizman Sharoa Osola Prakim. When it comes to that, when it comes to the Mediterranean Sea, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, when it comes to any of these type of miracles or nisan that were experienced, that's only if it's been 30 days, Leprakim. It can't be that every day for work you're passing by the sea, and therefore you make the bracha. If you haven't seen it in 30 days, then you make the bracha. Otherwise, you don't. Continues the Mishnah, Al Hagishamim, V'al HaBesoros Tovos. If there is rain, and not just any rain, but rain that we really have been davening for, as we'll learn in Meseches Tanis, after a drought where we need rain, we're thanking Hashem, thank you for bringing us rain finally. V'al HaBesoros Tovos, or for any good news, a baby is born, something amazing happens. Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeit, if you say thank you Hashem for doing good, for being good for other people, we make this bracha of HaTov HaMeit on good news and good things that happen in the world. V'yal Shmuel Suros finishes off the Mishnah, but on bad things, unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, someone passes away, something terrible happens, someone loses all their money, something really, really, really serious happens, Omer, you should say, Baruch Dayan HaMS, blessed is the true judge, even though we may not understand it now. Ultimately, Hashem understands, and Hashem has a reason for everything that He does. And this, the end of this Mishnah is referring to, is really referencing Perek Tes Mishnah Hei, which begins by saying Chayav Adam Levarich Al Hara, that a person is obligated to bless Hashem for the bad things that happen. Kishem Shem Levarich Al HaTova, just like he blesses Hashem for the good things, that we should thank Hashem for the good things and for the bad things, because at the end of the day, everything that happens in the world happens because of Hashem. So, quick review: Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph told us taught us about the bracha of first it taught us that if a miracle happens to you, then you say a special bracha of Sha'asa Nisan Lavasinu B'makom HaZeh. We talked about a bracha Sha'asa Linis B'makom HaZeh. If a miracle happens to you personally, we spoke about a bracha that's made when Avodah Zarah is uprooted. And then Mishnah Beis, we spoke about the bracha of Shekocha B'gvurosa Malei Olam, of certain amazing things that happen in the world. We spoke about the bracha of Osa Maaseh Bereishis, of certain places and certain parts of the world that are incredible, the bracha on the Mediterranean Sea. We spoke about the bracha on the good things that happen, of Atova Ametiv, and unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, the bracha on bad things happen, the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Have an amazing day.